I want you to take your Bibles, turn with me to the Gospel according to John, chapter 1. John chapter 1. Especially after what I just told you about this young man. This message was born to my heart and the seriousness of our position in this world. I'd like to read John chapter 1. I'm going to read verses 11 and 12. John 1, 11 and 12. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Our Father, as we call upon you this evening, I pray that you would bless the word. Lord, as we assemble this evening, I ask you, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, we know that salvation is all of you. Bless us this evening as we attempt to worship for Christ's sake. Amen. Our Lord, when he came into this world, made of woman, made under the law. He came, verse 11 says, unto his own. He came to the nation of Israel first. He came to those that he had sent the law to. He came to those he had sent the ordinances to. He came to those that claimed to have been looking for the Messiah. He came to those that knew all the truth concerning God's Word, concerning the Messiah. But the Scripture said, he came unto his own, but his own, the nation of Israel, received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now, I've entitled this message this evening, Have I Received Christ? Have I received Christ? Now, I think back on coming up in church. I was raised in false religion, false man-centered, man-honoring religion. And the phrase receiving Christ was quoted often. I was raised hearing that phrase, receiving Christ, receiving the Lord. Have you received the Lord? Now, often when we hear that phrase, to many, that biblical truth, and that's a biblical truth. I mean, we speak of grace, substitution. We use, and many others use, biblical truth. They use correct terminology. But often, receiving Christ is presented in a distorted way. That is, to make the reception. And I looked up receiving. To as many as received him. And here's what it means. The taking. The holding. The obtaining. Usually when men speak of receiving the Lord, what they're talking about is something that is totally in the hands or left to the final decision of the hands of men. Usually it's an offer. This is how it's done. It's an offer that is said to be made effectual by repeating a prayer. And what usually happens, it's a prayer of vain repetition. And then there's an empty promise of salvation based on a man exercising his free will. And then this question will always be asked. Now you do believe God, don't you? Well, nobody's going to say they don't believe God. Everybody believes God. But usually receiving Christ is actually made and presented to be something that you do. You come out of an aisle, come out of a pew, you walk down an aisle, you take a preacher's hand, you shake his hand, and he prays for you, and you just repeat after him. And then once you've actually said that, he assures you. You're as sure for heaven as if you're already there. You're saved. You're saved. Now that's called receiving Christ. Well, now according to the Scriptures, nothing is further from the truth. I've never found one instance in all of the Scriptures where anybody ever walked down an aisle. I've never found one place. Lord willing, I'm going to preach this Sunday on Christ, our altar. And usually when somebody talks about coming to the altar, they're usually talking about, well, either this or a bench or something like that. There's only one altar that God recognizes. Nowhere in the Scriptures can you ever find men, preachers, gospel preachers, calling on men to come down and make decisions for Christ. That's all made up. That's made up. Now, the terminology, the phrase receiving Christ is scriptural. But what does it mean? What does the Scripture say concerning receiving Christ? It's not an offer. I'm telling you, it's not an offer. What does God's Word have to say about the taking, the receiving, the believing, the coming to the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, the first thing I know, it's concerning that 12th verse that I just read. Those that receive Christ do so by the grace and the power of Almighty God. Verse 12 says, but as many as received Him, as many as took Him, came to Him, believed Him, here's what happened. To them gave He the power, that is the right, the privilege to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, or the will of man, but of God. Men do receive the Lord Jesus Christ. But I will tell you this, receiving Christ, believing Christ, coming to Christ, trusting Christ, all words that can be interchanged and used is not left up to chance. It's not left up to man's fickle will. The success of God's covenant of grace and work of redemption is not left to the will of the creature, which were born not because their mom and daddy were believers, not of blood, nor the will of the flesh. I want God to save my kids, my grandchildren. I want God to save them. I pray that God save them. I pray God saves your kids, Mitch. I pray He saves your wives and your husbands. But I'm going to tell you something. Men are not born by my desire to have them converted. Not by the will of the flesh. Not by the will of man. Men don't decide, well, I think I'm going to get saved. I can remember thinking in my foolishness and stupidity. I knew my mom and daddy was going to church. But I tell you, I'm just not ready for that stuff yet. Now, I'm not saying I don't want to get saved. I'm not telling you that at all, I would think. What I think I'll do is I think I'll just wait. Just before I die, I think I'll just wait just before I die. And I'm going to do everything else I want to do. I doubt it. I doubt it. Not of the will of man, but of God. Receiving Christ, as many as received Him, receiving Him is a divine work. It's a miracle of God's grace accomplished by the will of God totally. Now I will tell you this. God's people shall be willing in the day of His power, but the will starts with God Almighty, not with man. Not with man. The Spirit of God, by the good pleasure and purpose of the triune God, applies the Word of God in power to the object of God's mercy. Blessed is the man whom Thou choosest and causest to approach unto Thee, that he may dwell in Thy courts. Sinners don't receive Christ to be made alive. They receive Him because they are alive. You listen to this verse, John 3:36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. The reason he believed was because he had life. He already had life. Nobody believes when they're dead. Nobody. A man received Christ does so by the grace of God. Have I received Christ? I'll tell you this. If I believe that I've received Christ because I exercised my free will, if you believe that you've received Christ because you exercised your free will, you've never received Him. No, sir. Here's the second thing. A man receives Christ, comes to Christ, believes Christ, when God is pleased for that man to come. Galatians 1:15 says, "But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by His grace, to reveal His Son in me, that I might preach Him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood." When it pleased God. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, to everything. Does that include salvation? Yes, it does. Salvation would be included under everything. To everything, there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. We exhort men to come to Christ. This life is fleeting. It's frail. We're told to number our days. Therefore, we speak in scriptural language. Don't ever presume on God. Don't ever presume on God. I've got tomorrow. I've got tomorrow. My friend didn't. Rest assured, men are exhorted to come to Christ. Today is the day of salvation. If you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Come to Christ. Believe Christ. Trust Christ. But I'll tell you this, only Almighty God can make that effectual. We exhort men. We are commanded. You go into all the world and preach the gospel. Tell them to come. And I'll tell you when they're going to come. They're going to come when Almighty God calls them. When God determines that they're going to come. Isaiah 49:8 says, "Thus saith the Lord." This is what God had said. In an acceptable time, when the Lord is willing, in an acceptable time, have I heard thee. In a day of salvation, or in the day that God grants salvation, have I helped thee. The Lord, who appoints the time of natural birth, also appoints the time of spiritual birth. He may call a Samuel. In the days of his youth, he may call a thief on the cross in the last hours of his life on this world. But I tell you, when the fullness of time is come for the recovery of the members of Christ's body, those that the Father chose to show mercy to, when the fullness of time, that's what Paul said, when it pleased God who called me by His grace. Whenever Almighty God is pleased, He sends forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts in regenerating power, and we're quickened from the dead. A new heart is imparted. His people are made willing in the day of His power. They receive Christ as God's gift to needy sinners, and they cry from the heart, "Abba, Father." God gives them a new heart. God makes them willing. And they're doing just exactly what they want to do. They've got a new nature. There's new life. There's a new principle of grace. That stony heart, God said, "I took it out. It doesn't rule anymore." I'm going to write my laws on your heart. I'm going to write my truth on your heart. I'm your God. You're my people. And His people, according to the word of our Lord, said that all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. When? In the day of His power. In the day of His pleasure. Thirdly, those that have received Christ. Those that have come to Christ by faith. They continue to come. And they come convinced. Convinced of Him. John 3:21 says, "But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they're wrought of God." He that doeth truth, that is to say, he that acts and believes and trusts according
to truth, according to God's Word, according to who God says He is, according to who Christ says He is. Those that trust Him, according to God's report of Him. Sovereign. God, not someone impotent that can't do anything. God Almighty. He that doeth truth acts. That's what he that acts according to truth cometh to the light. Cometh again and again and again to God's Word. Why? That I may know Him. That I might be found in Him. That I might learn Him. That I might learn Him myself. I need to be taught. I want to be taught. Those that continually come, they find comfort and strength and hope and help in the Lord's promises. I'll never leave you. When you go through the fire, I'll be with you. I'll never suffer you to fall. You stumble, you'll rise. Why? I'm going to keep you. And those that come often, they come convinced. Convinced of their life in Christ. John 3:33, He that hath received His testimony has set to His seal that God is true. Those that have believed Christ, believed His Word, yielded themselves to Him, has set to His seal. That means they have acknowledged their belief. This is where I make my stand. That song, here we sing, here I raise mine Ebenezer. This is where I place my banner. This is what I believe. This is what I believe right here. What? God is true. And every man's a liar. Convinced. Last scripture, John 6:67-69. They're convinced. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? And Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that Thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Those that receive Christ, they come by grace. They come by God's power. They come by God's choosing. They come by God's mercy. They come by God's compassion. And they come when God calls them. They come in God's timing. Why does Almighty God, why would God Almighty wait and call one at this time or one in this time? Because it pleased Him to do so. Brother Scott used to tell us, as long as there's life, as long as there's breath in your lungs, there's hope. There's hope. There's hope. And those that come, they keep coming. They keep coming. Someone says, well, I came to the Lord years ago. By the grace of God, I'm coming right now. He that cometh unto me, he that cometh, cometh. And they come convinced. I know this. My Redeemer liveth. My Redeemer is alive. And I'm going to see Him. I'm going to see Him, Joseph says. These eyes are going to behold Him. I'm going to see Him. May the Lord bless these words to our heart as we remember our Lord tonight in the partaking of this table for God's sheep, God's people, regenerated by the grace of God. We eat and drink together. Hallelujah.